Welcome to Lighthouse Chapel International, Nairobi, Kenya. We invite you to personally experience a life-changing encounter with the Word of God as you listen to this message by Bishop Obi Komi. Bishop Obi Komi serves as a bishop in Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination founded by Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Bishop Obi Komi currently pastors Lighthouse Chapel International, Nairobi, Apache. We believe that this message will give you hope, light, and love to strengthen you in your Christian walk. Now, listen to Bishop Obi Komi.
I want to thank you, Lord. I want to praise you, Lord. I want to say it well. I have no proper word that can express the feelings that I have for you, Lord. To show my gratitude, I am so thankful, Jesus. There is no angel, no, there is no one that can thank you for me. There is no angel, no, there is no one that can thank you for me. All my dreams, all my hopes, you have made them come true. All my dreams, all my hopes, you have made them come true. My heart is burning, Lord, with so much gratefulness for all your mercies, Lord, for all your love and care. It didn't happen how I thought. It didn't happen when I thought. Oh, Lord, it was the way you chose for me. Yeah. There is no angel, no, there is no one that can thank you for me. Oh, no one that can thank you for me. All my dreams, all my hopes, you have made them come true. All my dreams, all my hopes, you have made them come true. I am not worthy, Lord, for all the things you've done. I have not kept my word, I have not done what's right. And I can only point to you, the source of all I have. And I am just saying thanks, thank you with all my heart. Oh, there is no angel, no, there is no one that can thank you for me. There is no angel. All my hopes, you have made them come true. Ooh, all my dreams, all my hopes, you have made them come true.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we want our prophetic prayers for 2 minutes is just to say thank you. Right? Today also happens to be our Thanksgiving Sunday. All right? It's our Thanksgiving. How many of you realize that it's important to say thank you to God that you have survived 2022? God has been good to you. How many of you can say that God has been good to you? And the main reason why we say thank you is because of God's goodness. All right? Psalm number 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. All right? Psalm number 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for what? He is good. How many of you will say that God is good? All right? And his mercy endureth forever. Psalm number 118, verse 1. What does it say? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for what? He is good. Now, if you want a list of all the good things God has done for us that we are saying thank you for, you can go to Psalm number 103. All right. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. All right. So thanksgiving is a way of not forgetting all the benefits that we have received as Christians in his house. And what are the benefits of knowing God? Number one, who forgives all thine iniquities. How many of you have done things this year that nobody knows yet? Only God knows. Give me a wave. Only God knows as of now. How many of you are glad that even though God knows, he has not given up on you, and he still loves you the way you are? Do you understand? Yes. So it's important for us to say thank you to the Lord for forgiving us all our iniquities. Iniquities are our crooked ways that have been hidden from eyes, but God saw it, all right? Number two, healed all our diseases. You know, sometimes you are healed of things you didn't even know you had. That is why you see that when the prophet is giving the testimonies, he always lets Dr. Ogo, Bishop Ogo, tell you the kind of disease that it can be. And how many of you are sometimes, when you hear the names, you realize that they are very frightening. This is a lumbar spondylosis, sucoblosis, sucoblosis. You realize that, hey, I was nearly dead, if not for the healing power of God. The name that Bishop Ogo will call, you will see that it's God that has saved you. All right. Number three, who crowneth thee? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? How many of you realize that some of the decisions you have made could have destroyed you, destroyed your life? Sometimes, how many of you sometimes look at yourself and you say, how foolish I have been? I mean, how many of you have been foolish before and you were wondering, why? What is wrong with me? All right? And many of our foolish things didn't destroy us. How many of you are glad that God didn't allow your foolish mistakes in 2022 to destroy? That's why we are saying thank you. He redeems. It means that Satan had the right to destroy us, but God redeemed us from destruction. And number four, who crowned thee with loving kindness? Wow, love combined with kindness and tender mercies. And then number five, who satisfies thy mouth? Ambuka, is it not this year you were flying first class somewhere? Satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that, you know, tell your neighbor that your youth, tell your neighbor that it's amazing, but you look younger than you looked last year this time. You actually look younger. You look younger. Fred, you definitely look younger than you looked this time last year. Is your neighbor not looking younger? Younger. God has renewed their youth like the eagles. So lift up your voice right now and thank God for these five things. Thank God for forgiveness. Thank God that he redeemeth our life from destruction. Thank God that he satisfies our mouth with good things. Oh, makata la brakoto lo breke brendele bebe. Remendele breke brendele bebe bebe. Remendele breke brendele bebe bebe bebe. Remendele breke brendele bebe bebe. Remendele breke brendele bebe bebe. Mandele breke brendele bebe bebe bebe. Remendele breke brendele bebe bebe. Remendele breke brendele bebe 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 bebe. Ribbon de la Brica Brindle, 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 thank you, Lord, for healing all our diseases. Mandele Brica Brindle, Ribbon de la Brica Brindle, Ribbon de la Brica Brindle, oh, yes, oh, yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Mandele bebe 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 bebe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Rebendele breke brendele bebe bebe bebe. Rebendele breke brendele bebe bebe. Rebendele breke brendele bebe bebe bebe. Mandele breke brendele bebe. Abrandele bebe bebe bebe. Rebendele breke brendele bebe bebe. Rebendele bebe 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 bebe. Thank you for forgiving all our iniquities, for healing all our diseases, for redeeming our lives from destruction, for crowning us with loving kindness and with tender mercies, for satisfying our mouth with good things. Oh yes. Oh yes. Ribbon to the ribbon, ribbon to the ribbon, ribbon. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. We give you praise, Lord, and we give you thanks in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everyone shouted, amen. You may take your seat. I think a lot of scriptures have been read and we've heard the word already, so there's not much more to add, just to go over all that we have learned. You know, I've been preaching all this week, even when you were not here, all right? But I want us to end the year by remembering these great words that Jesus gave us on how to be as wise, what it means to be as wise as a serpent. Because I want this message to stay with you in the coming year, that this is actually your key to overcoming all hatred that is directed against you. Receive the wisdom of the serpent. Jesus, if Jesus had not used the serpent as an example in Matthew chapter 10 verse 16, we would not have understood. And like I said at the beginning, we would have preferred if Jesus had said, I send you forth as lions in the midst of lambs. But Jesus said that as Christians, we are sheep, all right? Which means we are vulnerable in many things, which means that many times we are the ones under attack, all right? It means that many times we are the ones that Satan wants to eat as prey, all right? And the key to overcoming and the key to survival is the key that Jesus gave us, which is to be as wise as a serpent. Receive the wisdom of the serpent. All right? Many of us may reject the wisdom of the serpent because the serpent is associated with the devil. But Jesus told us that in this life, the main key to survival, the main key to flourishing, you know, and the example we gave is the fact that the snake has been able to flourish more than any other animal on this planet. It has able to survive more than many other animals are getting extinct. But the snake or the serpent is rather increasing. Hallelujah. So as you receive and walk in this wisdom, in the midst of opposition, in the midst of hatred, the serpent is one of the most hated animals. Almost anybody, apart from a few people in this world, but almost anybody who sees a snake, do you understand, near their house, is going to call people with sticks that I have seen a snake, come and let's kill it. Hallelujah. And even though the snake is hated, it has still been able to live, to multiply, to increase, to flourish, to grow, to have children, to get married, to live with us. And in almost every country you go, you are going to find snakes increasing and multiplying. That shall be your testimony and that shall be your story. All right? And like I said, it takes a lot of revelation to actually pick out what makes serpents so special. And that is why we thank our prophet for this great revelation. I want this book to stay with you, all right, throughout this Christmas period, and to pray that, Lord, give me even more revelation. And I believe it's going to change your life. I believe this book is changing my life, and it's going to change your life. So today, maybe I may add one more key. But what are some of the keys we've learned so far? Number one, serpents are masters of non-dependent living. Are you understanding what I'm saying? This may be your key for 2023. Yes. You know, like I said, sometimes everybody and what really they need. And that is why it takes the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what your particular key is. All right? So for some of you, it may be to become a master of non-dependent living. And what does it mean to become a master of non-dependent living? Make it your ambition, isn't it? To lead a quiet life, to mind your own business in the coming year, and to work with your hands. All right? You cannot, this coming year, we refuse unemployment in this church in the name of Jesus. I say, I declare that there shall be no one that is unemployed in this church in Jesus' name. Yes, everybody is going to find something to do. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect. All right? When you are somebody who is always depending on people, and I think I gave you a list, depending on gifts, depending on handouts, depending on loans, depending on grants, always looking for somebody to give something to you, you lose respect. No one respects you. That is why you see that, you know, many of the countries in Africa, we are not really respected because we are always going with our bowl, looking for a loan, looking for a grant, looking for a gift from these other countries, and they don't respect us much. Normally, you see that when our presidents and other people go to some of these countries, they will send some, either some headmaster of some school or somebody to come and meet them at the airport. You see that it's not a, or some commissioner of something, something, you watch. But when they are coming here, we'll close our airspace, they will take over our airport, we'll declare a national holiday, you understand? Because they are coming with gifts and loans. Hallelujah. So make it your ambition. Hallelujah. Number two, and we are closing, we just go through the list. Masters of inner power. How many of you are going to develop your inner power? All right? Which means that your flourishing and your prosperity, it starts on the inside, not on the outside. It doesn't start on with your certificate. It starts on your inside. Your flourishing depends on qualities, internal qualities that you have developed. And I gave you all the list of qualities you need if you are going to be a rich person. Besides all this, giving all diligence. In the coming year, you must be a diligent worker. You must be a diligent student. You must be a diligent businessman. A businessman, today you go to, do you open the shop? Tomorrow you say you are tired because you are watching World Cup. You have not opened the shop. You have not turned up. When your customers call you, you are even angry. Yes. diligent. The man, I always use the man who's been selling me the tiles as an example. Yes. There is no day you tell him that, even days that he doesn't work, once he knows that you buy the tiles, you come that, I need some tiles. You say, Akunashida, I will meet you at the shop. Even 3 a.m., he will tell you, Akunashida, he will meet you at the shop. An Indian man, no matter the time you call him, he will meet you on Kijabi Street and open the shop and sell you the tiles. And then you, when they call you, say, is this the time to call? I've closed shop. Giving all diligence. Diligence is the relentless, persistent effort by an individual to accomplish a particular goal. Receive supernatural diligence. Yes. Add to your faith. So diligence, these are inner qualities for prosperity. Diligence, faith, you believe, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you. First of all, they must be in you before you are made. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about? I think my message may work better in Tanzania. Let me go to Tanzania. If these things be where? In you. It means that if diligence is not in you, you will never abound. You will never flourish. You are not persistent enough. You are not forceful enough. You don't have enough faith. Yes. So they make you that you shall never be barren. And to do well as a Christian, we have also some inner qualities. Galatians 5:22. Love must be in you. Joy must be in you. You know, you will not know how powerful these things are. But if you think about the fact that the Holy Spirit, from whom all these things come, is the most powerful person. Look at what these things comprise of. But you need to believe them. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which is also patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. You know, if you read the book, He That Hath, Bishop has stories about all these things. Do you understand? Because one of the things, stories he says about love is that love cares for other people. You know, every successful business in the world, or most successful business, the people don't start with the aim of, I want money. They start with the aim of, I want to help people. I want to provide a solution for mankind. They don't start with the aim of making money. Whether it's Microsoft, whether it's even this Elon Musk, whether it's all these people, you realize that I want to provide a solution. And once you do something to help somebody, you start to reap. You start to prosper. So sometimes you will not know how love will create prosperity for you. But you must believe in the word of God that if these are the things that make you a flourishing person, if you don't love and you don't care for other people, in the end, it even backfires on you. Bishop has in the book the story of the mouse, the chicken, and then the cow. All right, and I think it was the pig, who lived together in the same house. They were brothers, they were friends, and all that, you know. But one day, the mouse came running. I'm showing you how love is, and thinking about other people's problems is even important to prosper. One day, the mouse came running. And the chicken asked, take your time, what's the problem? And the mouse explained. He said, the farmer has bought a mouse trap and has brought it into the house. And the chicken said, all this noise, you have woken up all my children in the house, disturbing everybody, all because of a mouse trap that you have seen in this house. And then the pig was in the corner. He said, if I told you, if you will only eat a bit more, you'll be bigger than the way you are. And you'll not be worried about this mouse trap. So the mouse went away very depressed. How many of you are going to think about other people from today? The mouse went away very depressed. Nobody understood his problem. Do you understand? So he just went to the corner. And in the middle of the night, suddenly, there was a sound from the mouse trap. And the farmer's wife decided going to go and check because thought that the mouse trap had caught a mouse. But unfortunately, it had caught a snake. And she didn't know. So as she was just looking in the darkness for the trap, the snake bit the farmer's wife. And then suddenly, there was a crisis. Then somebody said, the first remedy when a snake bites you is chicken soup. Hot chicken soup. I'm showing you that without love, that somebody's problem will soon become your problem. I don't know how did I get into all these things. So, the chicken was summoned at dawn. That was the end of the chicken. Unfortunately, the woman was not recovering. So, a lot of people came to the house to come and church members, everybody came. The farmer said, how am I going to get food to feed all these people? The pig. Let them bring the pig. Let's make some pork chops. The pig was gone. Hey! But despite all their attempts, the woman didn't recover. And she died. And there was a big funeral. Hey, more than a Luo funeral. A Luya funeral. That's the big one. And everybody turned up. It was a solemn funeral. Now, how do we feed all the people who have come for this funeral? They can bring a cow. So the mouse was looking at all these happenings and looking. That if only my problem had become your problem, we would all not be in there. If only you had thought about me, it's a good place to put your hand. So I'm showing you that love, joy, peace, these things may be in you and they look insignificant, but they are the keys to prosperity. Number three, quickly, we are closing in 10 minutes, 5 minutes. What's the next? Masters of the power of the mouth. You can use your mouth to prosper. You can use your mouth to flourish. You can use your mouth to overcome. Always remember the words of Jesus. He says, have faith in God, or have the God type of faith. For whosoever shall say, your saying makes you remove mountains and obstacles from your life. Be thou removed. A mountain is removed by saying to the mountain, not saying to God, saying to the mountain. Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. And it's amazing when we read Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Not in your mouth is the greatest tool for prosperity. That's what the Bible says, that let them shout for joy. Say it aloud, that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually. All right? Don't talk poverty in the coming year. Don't talk about how you are down, how things are not working for you. Say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. I see you prospering by the power of your mouth. Number four, snakes are masters at overcoming handicaps. How many of you know that the snake is one of the most handicapped animals? No legs, no hands, no ears, very bad eyesight, but it has survived more than all the other animals. So what is your handicap? Is it because you are too young? Is it because you are not so well educated? Is it because maybe the color of your skin? Is it because of your marriage? What kind of handicap you can? Snakes are masters at overcoming handicaps. And the master key I gave you for overcoming handicaps is that you must recognize that everybody has a handicap. Yes, everybody has a handicap. So look at yourself, and you can turn your handicap to your advantage. Yes, because the snake is handicapped without legs, it has rather used it to be able to go everywhere. It can go through little holes. Number five, masters of maneuvers. Yes, I love that one. This year, become a master of maneuvers. All right? I told you that be flexible in this life. If something is not working, you must be able to make a maneuver. And I showed you three or four different maneuvers. There are times you need to make a U-turn. You realize that you chose the wrong, you are going in the wrong option. I didn't say make a U-turn in your marriage. I said make a U-turn. Somebody's going to take my word and say, did you not hear Bishop saying, I see that I chose, you had the wrong option. I'm making a U-turn. Foolish boy. Who is that boy who was saying that? I said you should go and divorce your wife. He's at the back. That's not the U-turn I'm talking about. All right? The prodigal son realized that he had made a wrong choice to leave his father's house. And he made a U-turn. And he said, I will go back. I will go back. Always going back, you know, looks shameful. But if you have made a wrong choice, it's important to go back. All right? You can make a C-turn, which is not a U, but it's like a little swerve of the direction that you were going. You understand? Say, no. I need to make a little adjustment. That's why I told you that be flexible. Rigidity is costly in this life. Are you here or you've gone home? All right? Then you can make what kind of turn? You can stop. Yes. If you realize that you are going the wrong direction, you don't keep going. Say, no. Yes. If you are using the GPS and it's telling you that make a U-turn, and you are saying, no, I know my way. Do you understand? Before you know, you realize that you are in the forest. All right? So become a master of man. You know, God is going to speak to some of you that, look, this way that you chose was the wrong way. Or this option you chose was the wrong option. Do you understand? You need to make a U-turn, make a C-turn, stop and even start again later. Maybe the timing was what was wrong. Maybe it's not the option that was wrong. Maybe it was the timing that was wrong. And a snake can do all these things. A snake can quickly turn around. A snake sees you just turn around very quickly. Yes. An elephant cannot easily turn around. Once it is in motion, it's like it's almost too late for him to make a U-turn. But I see you becoming a master of maneuvers. Number six. All right. Those of you who missed it, you need to go and listen online. Masters of survival. Yes. A snake can survive virtually anywhere. It can survive in a desert. It can survive on ice. It can survive on trees. It can survive underwater. Do you understand? Yes. You must become a master of survival. With very little food, a snake can survive. Number seven, masters of contentment. Yes, contentment. A snake can eat once a day, once for 3 months. See, I can eat this and I'll be okay. All right? It's not comparing itself to the lion. Say, hey, look at these lions. They have food every day. And me, I'm here. I'm eating only once every 3 months. So he said, no, I'm content with what I have. Once I swallow something, I can be here and I'll be okay. You see, and that is what has made the snake flourish. Because every time you go out to look for food, you are in danger. Every time you go out to go and look for something, that is when people, your enemies will see you. But because the snake is content, it doesn't have much risk in this life. I mean, if you are coming out to eat only 4 times a year, it means that your enemies will probably only get a chance to see you only 4 times a year. But if you are eating every day, which means that every day somebody will see you and somebody will listen. Masters of frugality, learning to count your pennies and learning to count your crumbs. Yes, and this is the key to building. When you are frugal, a person who's not frugal can never build a house. Yes, and that is why for me, I don't know about you, but for me, one of the greatest ways to save money is to build a house. Yes, because when you put even the money in the bank, you are likely to go back for it and eat it somehow. Something will come up. But if you have used the money to buy cement already, there's no way you can go and whatever. If you want to save, start a building project. And supernaturally, once you start a building project, your income increases. I don't know how. I don't know how your income, but once you start a building project, you seem to have more money than before you started the project. You will not even know. Because what happens is that once you start a building project, you begin to appreciate even little that people give you. Yes. Something that you would not have probably spent on the build, you would have spent it on something useless. Because you have a building project, somebody will give you 20,000. Say, hey, these are a few bags. Say, I can buy iron rods. But when you don't have a building project, somebody give you 20,000. Say, hey, who wants to go to KFC? Hey, who wants to... Yes. Once you have a building project, supernaturally, you seem to have more money, because it's not that you have more money, but what happens is that the first principle of frugality is what we call valuation. So once you have a building project, you seem to value what people give you more, because you can see the value of this. These are 2 windows for my house I'm building. These are tiles for the living room. But when you don't have a building project, even the money doesn't, when you get the money, say, oh, these are 2 green shoes and 1 purple shoe and whatever, and that is it. How many of you are going to practice frugality and start counting your pennies? Number 9, serpents are masters of giving themselves wholly. All right? The snake uses his whole body to capture and eat his prey. Anything you are going to succeed in, you have to be totally involved. Whether it's ministry, whether it's business, whatever you have chosen, you have to go all out. Anything you are doing halfway is not likely to do well. Yes, partly. Yes, give yourselves wholly. Number 10, and I'm closing. Snakes are masters of patience. Yes. Snake can wait in whatever. Say, my food will come after a while. There's no need to fret myself. Many of us are not able to wait for God to do things in our lives. So because of that, we get ourselves into all sorts of problems. You know, becoming rich is not a matter of just using shortcuts and all that. You need to work hard, but many times things will come in their right time. Yes. Number 11, snakes are masters of hiding and flourishing. All right? They don't expose themselves. They don't make a lot of noise. And this is what I talked about. That when you see somebody who talks too much, it's not likely to be somebody who will do well. Too much loquacity. Do you understand? Bragging, talking, whatever. No. Snakes, they just go about their business quietly, flourishing, giving birth. A snake will be living by you, and you will never hear of it. It will never announce, it will never say, good morning, I'm here, or what. No, it's just there, quietly with you, hiding. In the coming year, may you hide and flourish. Quietly, may you begin to become a millionaire, quietly. Yes, not with much noise, but you are flourishing. Eh? It's not everything you have to post on social media. Snakes are masters of living peaceably with others. That's why they can live. You know, a snake can live in your house for years without ever getting into conflict with you. Yeah. And like I told you, there was a snake living with the guys in the container at the First Life Center. And the snake has been living with the guys for, they sleep here, the snake also was sleeping on the corner there. And the snake, the way it was, it has been there for a while. When they go out to eat, it also goes out to eat. In the evening, he said, oh, roommates, let's come. It doesn't never bit anybody. They said that. Because if you don't touch it, have you seen a snake? If you don't touch it, it will never attack you. It will never disturb you. It's just there, whatever. Unless you do something to it. It's rare for a snake to come and look for you. Say, I'm coming to bite you. Those of you like picking fights. You don't have the wisdom of a serpent. You are going to pick a fight. When the fight is like, a fight has not come, but you are looking for the fight. A snake doesn't go around looking for a fight. Can live peaceably. All right? Number 13, which was the last one. Snakes are masters of speed. All right? Speed. And I gave you some examples. Today, I want to add two more. Snakes are masters at operating with the senses. In the coming year, I need you to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 14. It says, strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Snakes are marvelous creatures. They live and move on the ground without the privilege of standing up to see what is happening around them. Yet, without the privilege of seeing what we see and hearing what we hear and communicating like we do, they are able to live, eat, drink, and avoid danger. They flourish where no other animal flourishes, and they succeed where no other animal succeeds. Like any professional assassin, a viper comes equipped with an arsenal of high-tech weaponry and extremely sensitive detection equipment. So that is amazing, because a snake can't see the things we see. A snake can't hear, it has no ears, but it's able to detect and catch animals. Yes. And God expects us to develop as Christians so that our senses, you see this, I think I explained to you the meaning of these words. Senses, you know, is exercised to discern. Senses is the Greek word aestheteria, which means organs of perception, which means that your natural organs can be developed spiritually until they become very highly sensitive to detect many things. Your eyes. This year, may you see visions. Your ears. This year coming, may you hear the voice of God. Yes. Your nose. You can become somebody who detects exercise. And the word exercise is the word gymnazo. Where you get the way like a gym. It's a Greek word. Which means you have trained it. You have trained your senses. And the word discern is the word diakrisis, which is the word that means that you'll be able to know that this is evil, this is good, this is evil. Because without that, you can't live in this earth as a Christian. Yes, your senses have to be very sharp to be able to discern many things. Number one, you must begin to discern and sense when the anointing is present. Yes. Number two, you must be able to discern when people don't have faith in you or don't believe in you. And all of them have scriptures you can check in the book. Number three, you must be able to sense when people have faith in you. Number four, you must be able to sense when there are wicked people around you. And number five, you must be able to sense the sweetness of God's word. Yes, I'm just reading because I need you to go and just read it, the rest. Finally, as we close for today, snakes are masters of radical change. I don't have much time, but it may be my favorite. Many times you need to change something about yourself to enter into the next phase of your life. Yes. Yes. And God is going to reveal to you. You see, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, we all with an open face, beholding us in a glass, all right, the glory of the Lord, are changed. So in the coming year, whatever needs to change about you, you must change it. Yes. Maybe you must change the way you talk. Maybe you must change the way your mind works. You see, for a snake to grow, do you understand? And many times there are changes that look painful. For a snake to grow, one of the things the snake does is that it sheds its skin. A snake hits the head on a rock. It starts from the head. And that is why for every change to take place, it starts with the way you think. The snake hits its head on a rock. And then it goes in between a hard rock. And it makes the rock pull out the old skin from it. And the snake emerges a completely new animal, ready to now grow to a new level. May your mind begin to change. Many times to change, it will involve a difficult decision. Sometimes it involves a difficult, that's why you see that it's there's no change that is painless. That's why even in big companies, they have a whole department or people that are specialists at organizational change. Because change is painful. And anything that does not change dies. Yes. I was telling somebody that when mobile phones came, almost 80% of all mobile phones in the world were Nokia. Nokia 3110. Everybody, now if you were somebody, you had one. Nokia. When Nokia was offered the chance that the new way of phones is not going to be touch, but it's going to be a screen. What's it called? Touch screen. They were not willing to change. And that was almost the end of the company. I don't know what they are now. Many organizations. So you too. I'm telling you that, look, by the Spirit of the Lord, that is the word I have for you today. That there is something about you that needs to change if you are going to flourish in the coming year. There are some difficult decisions you may need to take. You need to look at your, and like I'm saying that, it starts with your mind. It starts with the way you think. The snake starts the change by removing the skin, starting from the head. Yes. And I believe that if you heed these few words that I've been preaching all week and make radical changes to your mindset and your mind, take all the points that I've given all this week. Take them. My mind needs to change about becoming always depending on other people. Do you understand? My mind needs to change about my thinking towards frugality. Maybe. What's that? Shoulder. It's a leaf. It looks like what? Maybe your mind needs to change about the way you spend money. Maybe your mind needs to change. You see, I know that means that when I talk about building, many people think, Bishop, does he know how much I earn? But you see, if I can get 100 people to start just this December, say I'm looking for land, I believe, you know, I've prayed about it, and I believe next year, at least 100 of you will start a building project in this church. You will build your house on this, even if your salary doesn't increase. Yes. And once you start to believe it and your mind changes that it's possible, you see it becoming a reality. Stand to your feet and let's close. Receive the wisdom of a serpent. I said, receive the wisdom of a serpent. Close your eyes and let's pray. We thank God for this wonderful service. Rama kotolo breke brendele bebende. Thank you. Everybody pray and say, Lord, reveal your word. What do I need to do, Lord, to change my situation? Radical change in the way of your thinking. Radical change in your friends. Radical change in your company. Radical change. Ramandele breko rondolo bababande. Rebendele bebebebebebe. Rezikotolo breke brendele bebe. Remendele brekotolo breke brendele bebe. Nazikotolo breke brendele bebe. Remendele breketolo bremandele baba. Rebe sukatala breke brendele bebe. Remondolo sikatala braka bandele bebe. Rebendele bebe bebe bebe. Rebendele breke brendele bebe. Lift up your hands to the Lord like this. I feel like singing this song. I will never be the same again. I can never return. I've closed the door. I'll walk the path. I'll run the race.
And I will never be the same.
Believe it as you say it. Yes, Lord.
I will never be.
Say the same again.
The same again.
I can never return.
I've closed the door. Burn away the chaff,
and let the flame burn.
And let the flame burn
to glorify,
Your name.
There are higher heights. There are deeper seas.
Whatever you need to do.
Lord, do it. The glory of God fills my life,
and I will never be the same.
Oh, please lift your hand and say, Lord, Holy Spirit, fall like fire.
And let the flame burn to glorify your name.
I will never be
the same again.
I can never return. I've closed the door. I'll walk the path.
I'll run the race, and I will never be the same again.
Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for healing our minds and healing our hearts. Lord Jesus, thank you for the wisdom that you showed us. Wisdom for flourishing, overcoming, for surviving. We believe that it shall be a part of our lives in the coming year. We give you praise and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name. You are here this afternoon. Maybe somebody invited you, but you are not born again. Speed. You need speed. When Jesus was on his way and he saw Zacchaeus, he said, make haste. Today is your chance to say, Pastor, pray with me. I need Jesus in my life. I want to be born again. If you are here like that, just lift up your right hand very quickly. God bless you. Lift it up high. God bless you. Pastor, pray with me. I believe today is my day of salvation. Today is the day I must give my life to Jesus. Lift your hand. Lift it up clearly so that I can see it. Pray with me, Pastor. If your hand is lifted up, let me see it clearly. Please, if your hand is lifted, come to me. If your hand is lifted somewhere at the back, I can't see clearly, come to me. I want to pray with you. Let's say this prayer together. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and you rose again for my sins. This afternoon, Lord Jesus, wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from all my sin. Forgive me of all my mistakes. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.